named that specifically because of the shape of the charge. What you see here is a copper coating, and inside is a explosive called RDX. It's a form of a plastic explosive, detonates at about 25,000 feet per second. It's very fast, very high velocity. And they meet in the middle, and then they get pushed down through the target.
Only the inside of the V-shaped charge is coated with high explosives. The V shapes the charge into a sharp point.
If the shape charge is placed against the element like this, these little rubber feet you see right here, these keep the shape charge the precise distance from the material you want to cut. What that does is that gives it time for the jet to literally form.
It's called the Monroe effect. By placing the explosives a small distance away from the steel, the explosive power emitted from either side of the V comes together. The precise moment they meet on the steel is when the charge is at its strongest.
This will speed up to 27,000 feet per second detonation, creating an incredible amount of pressure on this steel, literally cutting through it like a knife.
25 days of hard-won groundwork begin to pay off. The explosives team put Kevin's 180 box cuts to good use.
By putting this little box in here, obviously we're allowing a place to put the shape through the web of the column. This little V here gives it a place to slide off. That's all it does. And by putting them on at this diagonal, we're trying to fill this structure in this direction. By creating this diagonal, we're making it easier for the top of this to slide off the bottom.
This is what we call, typically in layman's terms, a box cut. We cut through the web, and this will free up the column once we cut it with our linear shape charges. The purpose of this angle is so that once this member is cut with the linear shape charge, it's free to move. If these angles were still in place, it might get stuck on this gusset. So right now, once this is cut, this can go anywhere. Things that you see that are standing vertically and horizontally, we don't like stickers in this business. They seem to they'll stop inertia, and it's just the finest thing that'll hold something up from moving. And as you can see, right now it's the sum of a lot of parts.
In every single project that we do, explosives are nothing more than a catalyst. Our number one tool is gravity. That's what we're doing here. every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. For every bit of force that is sending energy through this steel, this jacket is flying off the other way.